This practice is designed to help you deal with any feelings of burnout you may be experiencing. So just noticing, do you have any feelings of exhaustion, of being overwhelmed by the stressors you're facing in your life? Of being at the end of your rope? And if so, we want to approach these difficult feelings with warmth and kindness and support. One way to do that is with physical touch. I'd invite you to perhaps put both hands over your heart center. Or maybe hold your face. Keep yourself a little hug. Adopt some sort of physical gesture that feels comforting and supportive. This gesture represents how you can be there for yourself, supporting yourself, even during difficult, stressful times. I'd also invite you to check in. Is there any part of yourself that may be judging yourself for being burnt out? Feelings like, I should be able to hack it. What's wrong with me? And if there are, you know, we can understand that these judgments come from the desire that we be safe and well, but maybe we can ask the critical voice to make some room for more understanding, supportive, compassionate voice. Right? It's so human to feel overwhelmed by stress. You most certainly aren't alone. Burnout is a pandemic in our society. There's nothing wrong with you. But when our stress exceeds our ability to cope with it, we get burned out. That's just the way it works. And so maybe just having some understanding for yourself, the way you might for a friend who said that they were just exhausted, felt depleted. And saying some words of support similar to what you might say to a friend, something like, oh, this must be tough. Is there anything I can do to help? What do you need right now? Letting these words of support in. Knowing that we need to accept ourselves as the flawed human beings we are, just doing the best we can day by day. That we need to accept sometimes things are really difficult. It's part of life. But also being open to any changes that might be possible. Is there anything you can do to help reduce your stress? Maybe draw a boundary, say no to a request of your time and energy. There may not be, but maybe there is something you can do. Remembering that you have the right to meet your needs also. Part of self-compassion is caring for yourself. Like doing what you need to be well. And the more compassion you allow to flow inward, the more resources you'll have available to do your work in the world and to care for others.